Jesus is called the captain of our salvation. We've got a captain in this battle, and his name is Jesus. When we are submitted to him, then we've got the authority of him and from him everywhere we go.
Welcome to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire, founder and senior pastor of the exciting Turning Point Church in Fort Worth, Texas. Pastor Jeff brings you powerful biblical messages, along with practical applications that can help you grow in your personal walk with Jesus Christ. So stay tuned and be challenged, be encouraged, and be transformed by the power of the Word of God. Today on Life Talk, we are continuing the message entitled, How Faith Fights. This is chapter 4 on the series called, Now Faith Is. To tell us more about the message, here's Pastor Jeff.
If you've been a Christian for very long at all, it's no news to you that we Christians are in a spiritual battle. Paul the Apostle told young Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. He talked also about the weapons of our warfare and the invisible but real battlefield of the mind. He compared our faith to a mighty shield that deflects and renders Satan's fiery arrows harmless. Today we're going to look at the warfare we're in and explore how faith fights the battle. So grab your Bible and follow along as I share part 2 of the message, How Faith Fights.
So I'm going to use that acronym, SPY, and here's what the letters stand for. Say them with me. Stand, punch, yield. So when you get into a battle, I want you to always remember this acronym. It's not if you get into a battle, it's when you get into a battle. Remember, SPY. I'm going to know how to stand, I'm going to know how to punch back, and I'm going to know how to yield. So let me deal with them one at a time. First, fighting faith, winning faith, always stands on the Word of God. It always stands on the authority of the Word of God. Did you know that in Ephesians 6, when Paul's talking about the armor of God, he uses the word stand 3 different times. That's how important it is. He says that you may be able to stand. Then he says, having done all, to stand. And then stand, therefore. So Paul pictures you and I in a spiritual battle. We are not knocked down. We are not on the mat. He pictures us standing. He's telling us what to do so that we are not knocked down and knocked out, but we remain standing and strong after the battle is over. Standing. Not shell-shocked, standing. Not down, standing. Not having been defeated, but having won the battle. Standing. In the day of battle, everything hinges on how and where you take your stand, where you station yourself, how you take your stand. Every boxer knows this is true. Every wrestler knows this is true. How you take your stand, how you position yourself, has everything to do with whether or not you win or lose. And if you lean on your own strength or worldly solutions, you will go down in defeat. But the Bible says if you do what the Bible is telling us to do, the Bible promises we will stand. Having done all, stand. Stand, therefore. When it's all said and done and the dust is settled, we are standing. Now, I'll give you an example. In the Old Testament, we read of David's mighty men. Now, there were 3 top mighty men, and one of them's name was Shammah. And I love Shammah. Don't name your son Shammah, because that's kind of hard. Hey, Sham. But Sham was one of the top 3. And there's a reason he was one of the top 3. One day, the Philistines attacked God's people in a field full of lentils. Now, how many of you love lentil soup? So we know what this is talking about, lentils. It's just a bean field. And God's people were working this field. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, just like the devil always does, because the Philistines always represent the devil in the Bible, the Philistines attacked them while they were just doing their daily work, going about their daily business, working this lentil field. All of a sudden, the Philistines attacked them out of nowhere. And the Bible says that all of them fled, ran, and gave up the field to the Philistines, except one man, Shammah. And the Bible says, but he stationed himself in the middle of a field of lentils, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Now, please, folks, use your sanctified imagination a minute. Here is one man. He's got a whole army of Philistines coming against him. Everybody has run in fear. But Shammah stands his ground by himself in the name of his God, draws his sword, and single-handedly fights off and totally defeats an entire army of Philistines. Spine of steel. I like him. Amen? Now, I want you to notice that the Holy Ghost wrote the Word of God. You know that. The Holy Ghost moved on holy men of old and gave them what to write. So the Holy Ghost doesn't waste words. The Holy Ghost, if the Holy Spirit puts something in the Bible, he wants us to see it and take note of it. And here's what I noticed, that Shammah stood strategically in the middle of the field. In the middle of the field. And that was the most strategic position he could get in, because in the middle of the field, he saw the enemy coming from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. You could not surprise him. He saw you coming. And so he drew that sword. They're coming from the north. He took care of them. They come from the south. He takes care of them. He sees them coming from this way, and he sees them coming from the other way. He strategically positioned himself in the middle of the field, and the way he stationed himself had everything to do with whether or not he won or lost the battle. And he thoroughly won. Can you imagine being one of these Philistines and going back to your commanding officer and telling him, well, everybody ran but one guy, but that one guy whooped all of us. All things are possible to him that believes. Now, the Bible is telling us about his position on purpose, because it was the perfect position to win the battle. And in the same way, folks, when we station ourselves in the middle of God's Word, listen carefully to me. What field do you run to, and how do you position yourself in that field when you come under attack? Listen, when I come under attack, you're going to find me making a beeline for my Bible, and I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to saturate my mind in the Word of God, and I'm going to stand in the middle of that field, the field of the Word of God. That is the most strategic place of victory. Folks, Bible faith always stands on the authority of God's Word. Amen. Always. Always. Let me ask you a question. Where do you run when you get under attack? Can I tell you where not to run? Don't run to Oprah. Don't run to Dr. Phil. Amen. Run to the Word of God. Because Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Now, if you come here very much, I'm a broken record with this. I can't tell you how much I believe in going to the Word of God for victory. If that's what Jesus did, and that's what Paul did, he called the Bible, or the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit. If that's what they used, it's good enough for me. So say with me, the first letter in SPY is S for stand. Stand on the Word of God. Now, I'm going to come back to the Word of God in just a moment, so don't forget it. Kind of put it on the back burner. Let me go to the second one. The second letter in the word SPY is P, and that's for punch. Listen, Bible faith punches back. Bible faith punches back, pushes back. Not only does Paul use the word stand three times in Ephesians 6, but he uses another word that's kind of similar, withstand. Withstand. He says in Ephesians 6:13, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now, the evil day is the day of spiritual attack. Now, notice he used the word withstand. Three times he says stand, but here once he says withstand. Withstand is different from stand. Stand means you're in a defensive mode. You're standing there, somebody's coming at you, and you're defending yourself. But withstand means to oppose, to fight back, to resist, to push back against. We could say to punch back. Amen. Bible faith doesn't lay there and give up ground to the devil. Come on, everybody. No, God does not call Christians to lay down and allow the devil to beat up on you and you do nothing about it. Faith is not just passive belief. It doesn't just mean, well, yeah, I believe in God. Oh, yeah, I believe in God out there. Yeah, I believe in God out there. The Bible says the devils also believe and they tremble. No, no, that's not what we're talking about. Bible faith is active. There is an aggressive edge to Bible faith. It fights back, pushes back. It throws punches. Now back to Shammah for a moment. The field he defended. Why would he sit there and stand and risk his whole life, literally, to defend a bean field? Here's why. Because the bean field wasn't his. It was his king's. It was King David's field. It was a part of the kingdom of Israel. So when that field came under attack, he had another motive. His motive was not to defend his field. His motive was to defend the honor and the glory of his king who owned it. So he fought with his life to defend something that looked insignificant, but it was not. Now, the field he defended is much like your life. The field didn't belong to him, it belonged to King David. And you and I don't belong to ourselves, we belong to King Jesus. The Bible says you were bought with a price. Everybody say with me, I've been bought with a price. I'm not my own. Therefore, glorify God in your body. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says that with the blood of Jesus, he purchased you and me. So when the devil attacks you and me, he is attacking what is owned by Jesus Christ. Now, I came today to preach up Jesus and preach down the devil. Let me tell you something about the devil. Satan is always looking for a way to gain an advantage over us, to take back the ground that Jesus purchased with his blood. He knows he can't keep you out of heaven, so he's going to come and he's going to try to take land in your life. Listen to what the Bible says. Paul warned, don't give ground to the devil. What does that mean? How can I give ground to the devil? Because, listen, the word ground there is from a Greek word that means land or geography. We could even say real estate. And it's telling us, don't give up any part of your life to the devil's control or influence. Fight for your life and all of the ground of your life that makes up the field of your life. Fight for it with every inch of energy that you've got, and don't let the devil have any of it. Paul says we're not ignorant of Satan's well-thought-out schemes. We're not ignorant about it. The devil can't keep us out of heaven, but he can try to gain a foothold in our finances, in our personal purity, in our time, in our relationships, all of those key areas that belong to Jesus. The devil will try to gain a foothold. And that's what every spiritual battle is about in our life. When the devil attacks us, he's there to gain a foothold. And when he does it, he's a squatter. Because he's taking property that doesn't belong to him. We read about these squatters, these people who go into houses when somebody goes on vacation and they break in and they go in there and they take over the house, and when the people come back, they won't give it to them, and we call them squatters. And you know what you got to do with a squatter? You got to kick them out, because they're not going to leave on their own. And here was Shammah's attitude towards the Philistines. It was, you're not going to get one square inch of this field, because this field belongs to my king. So he punched back. And he went on the offense. He used his sword, which represents the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God to us. And you know what our attitude needs to be, church? When the enemy attacks, you're not getting one square inch of my life. You're not getting one square inch of the field of my life. You're not getting my marriage. You're not getting my children. You're not getting me. You're not getting my mind. You're not getting my allegiance to Jesus. I'm here to take a stand. And not only am I going to take a stand on God's word, but I'm going to punch back with God's word. And we're going to have a fight. And I'm not quitting until you're running. Because the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. In what I like to call the showdown in the desert, Jesus didn't just sit there in the wilderness and let the devil beat up on him with temptations, did he? No. That's not what he did. He punched back with the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. When Satan tempted him to misuse God's power by turning stones into bread, Jesus punched back. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Satan came again and tempted him to commit presumptuous sin by intentionally placing himself in the dangerous situation of jumping off of the temple, and Jesus punched back. And he said, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. Notice, he wasn't just laying there waiting for all the temptations to end. He said, you're a bully, and I don't let bullies beat on me. If you're going to hit me, I'm going to hit back. Folks, you got to hit back in spiritual warfare. You can't just sit there and say, well, this will end someday. Here, Satan is a bully. Have you ever noticed this about bullies? Bullies are great as long as you take it. Amen. But when you decide to not take it anymore and you kind of stand with Popeye and you say, that's all I can stand, I can't stand no more. And you punch back. Have you ever noticed that a bully says, hey, let's be good. It's all good. We're cool. See you later. Bullies don't like it when you punch back. Satan's a bully. He's the biggest bully in the universe. And he'll beat on you until you say, you know what, I'm done. I can't stand this anymore. I'm going to take a stand against you. When Satan tempted Jesus to fulfill his destiny illegitimately by bowing to evil, Jesus punched back. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. Let me ask you today, are you standing on God's word in the middle of your battle? Are you standing in the middle of God's word? Are you saturating your mind in the word of God? Are you building yourself up in the faith in the middle of the battle? Are you hanging with people who pull you up instead of drag you down? That's how you punch back. You punch back by staying in prayer. You punch back by staying in the word. You punch back by going to church when you don't feel like it. You punch back. You punch back until the devil leaves you alone. And after three devastating punches, the devil gave up and left Jesus being beautifully defeated by our Lord. Amen. So faith stands on the word. Faith punches back with the word. And then there's the why in spy, yield. Faith yields the battle to God. Bible faith always yields the battle to God. James said this, so submit to the authority of God. Resist the devil, stand firm against him, and he will flee from you. Now notice something with me, church. Submitting precedes resisting. Let me tell you the truth about spiritual warfare. You will never defeat the devil until you're submitted to God. Amen. Submitting precedes resisting. Fighting faith has a battle posture, and it is submission to the Lordship of Christ. Without submission to God, you have no authority over the devil. Let me give you an example. If a soldier goes AWOL, let me tell you what happens. As soon as he says, I'm out of this army, I'm leaving, and I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm going to go where I want, when I want, and I'm coming out from under the authority of my commanding officer. As soon as he does that, he forfeits his right to fight. He gives up his battle gear. He gets out from under authority, and when he gets out from under authority, watch this, he has no more authority. When the enemy meets this soldier that's gone AWOL, they look behind him to see who's helping him. And there's nobody there because he's gone AWOL from the army. See, when we get out from under God, when we don't submit to God, we say, yeah, I believe in Jesus and I'm going to heaven. I've got a ticket to ride when the rapture comes. But I'm going to go do my own thing. I'm going to live my own way. And I'm going to kind of cherry pick what verses I want to obey and what ones I don't. And you get out from under being submitted to God. You don't know it, but you just gave up your ability to defeat the devil. The only way that you and I have the power of the army backing us is if we're submitted to the captain that sent us. And Jesus is called the captain of our salvation. That's a military term. That means we've got a captain in this battle, and his name is Jesus. And when we are submitted to him, then we've got the authority of him and from him everywhere we go. As long as I'm submitted to the captain that sent me, I have the authority of the captain everywhere that I go. Amen. When people come to me and they say, you know, Pastor Jeff, I'm really going through a major struggle. I'm really, really struggling. I'm under attack. You know, the devil has done this, that, and the other. My home's a wreck. My kids have gone crazy. My finances, we're in the middle of maybe a divorce. You know, I'm in a real battle. The first thing I want to know is this. Are you submitted to the Lordship of Jesus? Is any time I've ever been in a major problem, the first thing I check is, am I submitted to the Lordship of Jesus? Submit to God. Then resist the devil. Then he will flee from you. Yes. Remember that old wagon wheel in the old westerns and the Indians, speaking of flying, flaming arrows? The wagon wheel, you had this big wheel, and it's made of wood, and there was the hub of the wheel, and those wooden spokes went out from the hub, and you would see the Indians that are coming against the cowboys, they would shoot those flaming arrows, and they would hit that hub. And if the hub caught on fire, the whole wheel was in trouble, because when the hub's on fire, it lights all the spokes. And as those spokes burn, the wheel collapses and the stagecoach falls and everybody in it is toast. Amen. The hub represents the Lordship of Christ. And every spoke coming out from the hub are the main issues of life, your finances, your relationships, your habits, your church life, your fellowship, what you think about, where your heart is, all of those spokes come out from that hub. If the hub is on fire with the zeal of God, then every spoke is blessed. But if the hub is on fire with other things, and the Lordship of Christ, being submitted to God, is not a reality in all the areas of our life, then it affects every spoke going out from that hub. The wheel's in trouble, and ultimately the whole stagecoach, the whole life. Amen. So I ask you today, are you submitted to God? Right. When I'm in trouble, first thing I do a spiritual check. Is every area of my life submitted to God? Amen. My finances, my walk with him, my relationships, is all of it submitted to God? And if I know the hub is good, I have all the confidence in the world that I'm going to gain the victory. Yeah. Because listen, a submitted life is a protected life. Yeah. A submitted life is a blessed life. Amen. A submitted life to the Lord is a favored life. Yeah. I don't have time to mess around with the flesh. I want the glory of God, the peace of God, the power of God, the blessing of God, the favor of God everywhere I go. And I want to whip the devil. And so he says, are you yielded? Stand on the word, punch back with the word, yield to the God of the word. And as you do that and you resist the devil, he must flee. Come on, everybody. Wouldn't you love to see the devil running from you? I love that word, flee. He's not just walking away. He's running. Amen. Everybody say with me, spy. Spy. Next time you're in a battle, just spy it. Say, am I standing right? Am I punching back? And am I yielded? It's that simple. And the Bible says if those three things are good, you're going to win. You're going to win. Stand, punch, yield. Can we say it together? Stand, punch, yield.
We hope you enjoyed today's message from Pastor Jeff. If you happen to miss part of this broadcast, or if you want to listen to this message again, you can do so by visiting our website at lifetalkradio.us. That's lifetalkradio.us. From there, you will have access to plenty of resources available to you. You can download and listen to our daily podcast messages to start your day off right and encourage you throughout the day. You can also get full access to current and previous Life Talk Radio broadcasts and catch up on any sermons that you have missed. To get a copy of today's message or this entire sermon series, give us a call toll free at 877-884-3111. That's 877-884-3111. Our friendly staff will be standing by to assist you and even offer you a special discounted price so you can get your own copy of your favorite sermon series from Pastor Jeff. This is our way of thanking you for your unwavering support of Life Talk. Once again, the number is 877-884-3111, or visit our website at lifetalkradio.us for more information. You've been listening to Life Talk with Pastor Jeff Wickwire. Join us again next time for another exciting message entitled, When Your Faith is Disappointed. In this series we call, Now Faith Is. Thank you for listening today. We look forward to being with you again here on Life Talk Radio. Until then, God bless.